The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s, when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the government seems bent on continuing the tradition. Charlie Kirk here. From now until after the elections, the government can print as much money as they want. The last time they did that, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the only asset that has proven to withstand inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. You will get a 24-karat, 1/4 ounce gold standard coin for free. Just use promo code Kirk. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. Hey, everybody. It's on the Charlie Kirk Show. Rich Barris joins us and the perplexing issue of the MAGA base. Why you guys never give up and you deserve great credit. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. There's something happening right now, and if again, the the mainstream media is so behind the curve. On some of the stuff, they're ahead of the curve. Let's just be very clear. The 14th Amendment stuff, see, we monitor this so closely on this program. We saw the 14th Amendment play as it was happening, and we jumped and we pounced on it. Now it's kind of in the zeitgeist. You have Adam Schiff and Jen Psaki talking about it, but we were right on the mark. I remember, boom, as soon as it came out in the Atlantic, New York Times, we connected the dots, we mobilized you, the audience, and it became national news. Charlie Kirk Show audience pours calls into New Hampshire. It's very, very quick. And now Adam Schiff is saying that there's legitimacy to the 14th Amendment discussion. But sometimes the media is behind the curve. One of the things I've been talking about as I travel the country and I talk to grassroots groups, which I love, is how confused the oligarchs are, the insiders, about you. They're very confused because there was a formula that was developed. And the formula is very simple. Use the playbook that Yuri Bezmenov, KGB spy, articulated with indictments, smearing, slandering, deplatforming, raiding of people's homes, bottom up, top down, Michigan electors, get Trump a mugshot, go after every single one of the type of political leaders, the humorists, Douglas Mackey, the political strategist, Steve Bannon, the filmmakers, Dinesh D'Souza, take Tucker Carlson off the airwaves, get James O'Keefe out at Project Veritas. The formula is how can we get, you could call it MAGA, the conservative movement, flyover country. I call it the decent half of the country. How can we get you demoralized? How can we get you to give up? That has been the goal. You are living through an active measure. As we have said before, you are living through a cultural revolution. And the way that they make the cultural revolution come to fruition, to come to completion, is by invoking your surrender. You have every reason to give up. In fact, some of the sunshine patriots send me emails all the time. Charlie, this is too much for me. I'm done. The raids, the smearing, the slandering. In fact, I could tell you about a conversation I had with a very wealthy man a couple years ago. And he said, I'm leaving the country. And he did. Went to Malaysia. He said, I'm done. He said, this is too much for me. He revoked his U.S. citizenship, very wealthy guy. He said, Charlie, I don't want to live in this country anymore. It's unrecognizable. Sunshine Patriot. I got rather upset. It was a little bit of a contentious conversation. Maybe he'll come back once we save the country. There's plenty of people like that. But all of a sudden, you're seeing a little bit of whispers in the media, and they're saying, it's not working the way we thought it would. They thought you would be giving up by now. They were convinced by the second indictment or the third indictment or that sentencing or 1,200 people in front of January 6th here. Eventually, the dam would break. And Donna Brazile, who's not my favorite person, has one of the wisest 30 to 40 second tapes I've heard. And I don't say that. It's legitimately wise what she is saying. And she's saying it, of course, to try to excite Democrat fervor, to wake people up. She might be even engaging in a little bit hyperbole, a little bit, but you could tell she believes this. Now, I'm not a, let's say, enthusiast of the philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche. He did have a phrase that is used and misused. What does not kill you makes you stronger. And she asks the question, what the heck is going on? These people don't give up. These people don't break. They bend, but they don't break. We indict them. We audit them. We smear them. We slander them. We call them racist. We call them anti-Semites. We kick them off social media. And they only get more enthusiastic. This is Donna Brazile, who, again, I don't appreciate a lot of her commentary, but she committed the crime of noticing on ABC. And she's not the only one. I'm going to play some other pieces of tape. They're all saying the same thing. And we've been ahead of the curve here on this, which I told you, you hold the line. You don't give up. You keep showing up. You keep on praying. You keep on fasting. You keep on going to school board meetings. You keep on drafting candidates. Watch out, everybody. Listen carefully. It's a longer clip. Play cut two.
I've seen two movements outside of the social justice movements in my life on the political side. One was the Reagan movement. Reagan had a hold on his base, the country at large. They saw him as someone who was willing to stand up for American values, whatever that might have meant. Now, I thought it was reactionary. The other movement I saw was Barack Obama, hope and change. That galvanized the American people. I've never seen anything like this with Donald Trump. I mean, what doesn't kill you make you stronger? I mean, being indicted, that's making them stronger. Raising $10 million using an ugly mugshot to raise money. This is a movement. And anyone who thinks that you can apply the old political rules to trying to defeat this candidate based on he's scary, he's ugly, whatever you might want to call him, this is a movement. And we have to respect the fact that it's a movement.
That's a powerful clip, Donna Brazile. That is a you get it, Donna Brazile, more than Karl Rove does right now. Donna Brazile is speaking more truth than most uniparty consultants. You see, Donna Brazile wants Democrats to hold on to power. But Donna Brazile has been around for multiple decades. Remember, she leaked questions to Hillary Clinton. She's a partisan. Remember the Donna Brazile debate issue with this? She's not fair and balanced. Okay, I get it. She believes what she believes. She hates Trump, but she understands politics. Remember, she's the former head of the DNC, hyper-partisan. But here she said, this is a movement. This is a movement. This is not the old laws of politics. You indict the figure, you go after the followers, it just breaks and people go back to drinking whatever, Bud Light and watching TV. But something's different here. Something is different. There's a resolve. There is this phrase that was coined by Nassim Taleb. We've used it before, but it's worth kind of bringing back here. It's this idea of anti-fragility. So if you use perseverance, use the idea of endurance, use the idea that they're tough. That means you could go through tough times. The idea of being anti-fragile, there's a whole book written on it, is that the institution, the company, the person, the organization actually gets stronger the more adversity you push upon it. That the more you persecute, the more you punish, the more that you try to destroy, it actually strengthens it. And all of a sudden, you see the Mockingbird media. They're like waking up post Labor Day. And they're saying, whoa, 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 whoa. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Donna Brazile saying this is a movement raising tens of millions of dollars, stronger than ever. And they're saying the quiet part out loud, that we will not break. And they've never seen anything like it. They are used to the Vichy French Republicans. They're used to the turtle. They're used to Lady Graham. They're used to the moderates who just say, enough! You called me a bad name! What can I do to make it right? No, no, no. There's a new sheriff in town running the conservative movement. Play cut four.
We do have new polling from the Wall Street Journal that has President Joe Biden and Donald Trump in a dead heat in a 2024 general election matchup. In the survey, 46% say they would vote for Biden, while 46% say they would vote for Trump. 8% say they are undecided. So in this conversation, mixing this in really shows you where the country's at, Joe.
Well,
and it's...
Gene, I mean, just
the rest of the tape is just, if you look at their faces, they're stunned. What? I thought you deplorable, smelly people would give up. I was told by all my professor friends, you guys would be suing for peace. There's no suing for peace. There's only victory. And we know it's going to be tough. We know it's going to take work. We signed up for that a long time ago. You guys declared war on us, and all of a sudden you're wondering why it's not going as well. Their war on the conservative movement is failing, the same way that their financing of the Ukrainian counteroffensive against Russia is failing. They're confused. Like, what's going on? Why are these people not giving up? We know appeasement is not an option. We're going to beat you. We're going to defeat you. It's going to take time. It's going to take a new generation. But we want it more than you do. Right now, you want it more than us because you control the institutions. But we've just started to fight. Like today, in the last couple months, we just started to fight. Game on. And the weak-kneed, fragile types on MSNBC and the Mockingbird media, I don't know if they have the stomach for what's coming next. You have had every reason to surrender, to give up, and you haven't. You deserve a lot of credit, and it's making them nervous. It's time to take a stand for life, everybody. We can say we're pro-life, but what does that actually mean? In a post-Roe versus Wade world, there are states that are more radically pro-death than ever before, aborting babies up until the moment they draw their first breath. We have a word for that. It's called murder. The Biden regime is more radically pro-abortion than any other in American history. They celebrate abortions the way we celebrate life. It's time to do something that we know will make a difference. That is providing ultrasounds with preborn. When a pregnant girl sees her baby on an ultrasound machine and hears that baby's heartbeat, she's twice as likely to choose life. Just $28 provides that ultrasound and saves one baby. $140 saves five. A gift of $15,000 provides an ultrasound machine that can save literally thousands of babies for years to come. I donate to this cause, and you should too. Call 833-850-2229 or click on the preborn banner at charliekirk.com. Become a donor. charliekirk.com and click on the preborn banner. Now, all of a sudden, MSNBC is saying exactly what we've been saying. Now, the Charlie Kirk Show has been saying it. War Room's been saying it. The RNC is not saying any of this. Why the RNC has an office in D.C. doesn't make any sense. They should sell that building and redeploy the assets to the most important election of our lifetime. Guess what? Eugene Robinson is literally... If you would just take the script of this, Eugene Robinson is saying exactly what the Charlie Kirk Show and Turning Point Action have been saying. I've been telling this to donors, and they're like, oh, well, what about Nikki Haley? Guys, focus, 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 focus. We're not good at that in the conservative movement. Oh, wow, look, Mike Pence is running. Again, it's like, guys, focus. Seven counties, three states. Seven counties, three states. Well, what about, no, seven counties, three states. But Eugene Robinson on MSNBC is literally singing off of the song sheet of Turning Point Action. For those of you that are devout fans and really watch the Charlie Kirk Show, thank you. Listen on radio. You know that we have been singing this tune since January of this year. We've done the math. We figured it out. I went on Tim Pool's show and walked through it. And now, ta-da! The Mockingbird Media is saying the quiet part out loud. Play cut 16.
What this poll, I think, does, it should lay out to Democrats that this is going to be a close election. They can't take anything for granted. They should assume it's going to be decided by perhaps tens of thousands of voters in the swing states that we all know about. And they better get cracking now because there's a real risk.
Yeah, there's a real risk. This is why we have been so, like, almost pathologically focused on the mechanics of elections. Can we chase ballots? Can we register voters? Have we secured our elections? Fulton County, Cobb County, Maricopa, Pima, Pinal, Gwinnett, Kenosha, Dane, Milwaukee. If you cannot name them off over and over again, you're not serious. And the Republican apparatus, they're like, oh, well, we're doing this thing for gay Hispanics in Seattle. Like, enough. Okay? How about you focus on the seven counties? You have zero full-time people right now in Arizona, Turning Point Action. We have 15. We're hiring even more. We're doing what we can. We're raising the capital for it. And here is MSNBC saying, oh, my goodness, it's going to come down to tens of thousands of votes. Yeah, we've been telling you this the whole time. By the way, buried lead. I hate to don't hate to do it, because when you're right, you should actually remind people. Cornel West getting 2% in the Wall Street Journal poll. Told you guys, Cornel West, glitch in the matrix, changes the ball game. We've been saying that. We've been looking at Cornel West. I say, do not underestimate this guy. 2% in the poll. No Labels might be drafting a candidate soon. This ball game is winnable, but we got to get to work. What does work look like? Focus on the seven counties, support the grassroots warriors that are doing it, and you have to believe. I know, I'm going to tell you something that is really scary for some of you. You have to have what I call cautious hope. I took some time off this weekend and I saw our beautiful national parks in Yellowstone and the Grand Tetons. And there was a very, there was like this almost transcendent moment I had as I was overlooking one of the beautiful lakes and I saw the mountain and I had to stop myself. I turned my phone off for a couple days. It was amazing. And I stopped myself. I said, oh boy, here we go again. I have real hope we can win. You might say, well, Charlie, that's great. That's dangerous, though. When you have put to bed cynicism of the intel agencies, the big companies, and all that, and you actually believe you can win, you then open the door for disappointment. But then you act. If you have hope, you act with more courage, with more conviction. I really do believe we can win this thing. 100%. It will be hard. We are the underdog. He's facing 900 years in prison, or like a half of a millennia in prison. Doesn't matter. We've been bruised so many times, kicked in. And that moment, I said, oh my goodness, we can do this. We can do this. The indictments were not what they thought it would be. Independence is starting to come our way. There's an unpopular president, third-party candidates. They've already emptied their clip of everything they could shoot at us. They're going to come up with more. Like, hold on a second. We can do this, but we've got to get to work. Anyone who tells you differently, they're cynical, they're pessimists, get out of the way. There's an opening. There's a chance for such a time as this. You live in a time where you could do the impossible, where everything is against you. This would make 2016 look like child's play, and it can be done. Dare to hope and get to work. Do you get the feeling that something bad is going to happen soon? Well, I do. But between the distractions and smokescreens in the media, we probably won't see it coming. That's why it's smart to invest in emergency food right away. As they say, it's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. My Patriot Supply is the nation's leader in high-quality emergency food. Head to my website, preparewithkirk.com, and you'll save $200 on your three-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. Enjoy a wide variety of delicious meals offering 2,000 calories every day for optimum strength under stress. Stock up before panic sets in. Free shipping is automatic and your order ships fast. Go to preparewithkirk.com. That is preparewithkirk.com. You are 9 meals away from collapse and anarchy. Go to preparewithkirk.com. Free shipping is automatic and your order ships fast. 2,000 calories every day. Check it out. Excellent company. preparewithkirk.com. We'll have Rich Barris in a second, but I want to play a couple of these pieces of tape. And this is a deeper point, has nothing to do with why we have Rich Barris on the program, but I'm just going to kind of put this to the side. I want you to think about it, and we'll do a segment on this. We are a less fun country than we were that I grew up in. We don't laugh as much. We take things way too seriously. We are way more likely to be offended and angry. Could you imagine these three clips on network television as America is today? Play cut 24.
All right. Okay. Kelly, how are you?
I just had the longest meeting.
Oh, welcome to my convenience store. Would you like some Googie Googie? Oh, I have some very delicious Googie Googie. Only 99 cents plus tax. Try my Googie Googie. Try my Googie Googie. Try my Googie Googie. Try my...
That could land you in federal prison now. No, I'm kidding. Well, maybe. Now, by the way, just the premise of this episode is that Michael Scott gets in trouble for saying something racist. So he kind of puts on his own diversity day, and they bring in like the corporate DEI expert. This was ridiculing DEI before it was a thing. Play cut 25.
Oh, this is a good one.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Great.
Push it.
I admire your culture success in America.
Thank you.
Come on, Olympics of suffering right here. Slavery versus the Holocaust, come on.
Who am I supposed to be?
It's going to percolate. No. Well, that was inadvertent. We didn't actually plan that.
If that makes you cringe, you're living in a propagandized society. That is funny and was funny. People are saying, OMG, Charlie, can't believe you're playing this. This is network television in 2005. Network television, not HBO, not Showtime, not some fringe YouTuber. This was NBC. Finally, play cut 26.
Shalom. I'd like to apply for a loan.
That's nice, Dwight.
Okay, do me. Something stereotypical so I can get it really quick.
Okay, I like your food.
Outback Steakhouse. I'm Australian, mate.
I like your food. No, come on. Stir the pot. Stir the melting pot. Bam. Let's do it.
If I have to do this, based on stereotypes that are totally untrue, that I do not agree with, you would maybe not be a very good driver.
Oh, man, am I a woman?
If that makes you cringe, you're living in an unfree country. We used to be able to make fun of ourselves, fun of the stereotypes around us, and we got along better. I miss that country. Joining us now is Rich Barris, who's here for a completely unrelated topic, but I just needed to land the plane. Rich, how you doing? You have some. I hope you got a chuckle out of that, because that was a better country, and we got to bring it back. Rich Barris, how you doing?
Thanks for having me, Charlie. I did get a chuckle out of it. All the best, as always, my friend. I was thinking about Golden Girls, too, Charlie. You know, when I was a kid, there's things Estelle Getty said that you would just never be able to say. Betty White and the jokes. But it was hilarious. And when we disagreed, that was all right. That was okay. You know, and we mocked all of each other equally, basically. It was great.
So Rich Barris, let's get into some of the polling that you have. There's been a lot of chatter over the weekend. Trump v. Biden nearly tied. We've been saying for a while this is going to come down to basically 7 or 8 counties in 3 states. Eugene Robinson agrees. Riff on that, and then I want to play the Eugene Robinson tape. Rich Barris.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some other polls that do have him up a little bit. I sent it over to you guys. You know, our poll is close. I mean, Trump has an edge, but it's close, Charlie. So I do think, though, that he is a stronger position to win this year than the prior year. But nevertheless, you know, nobody should be looking at an 8-point landslide. You know, this will be down to those key states that we've talked about over and over.
Yeah. And so Eugene Robinson is saying this. Let's play this tape here. And he all of a sudden woke up. The media woke up this weekend, Rich Barris.
And yeah, they did.
Donna Brazile, it's very important, everybody. And all of a sudden, the signals are out, right? Signals are out, texting, group chats. And they're like, whoa, time out. This is not how we really thought it would be. We thought it would be a 10-point race, Biden up comfortably, Trump in the gutter. None of that is happening. Eugene Robinson is like, guys, post-Labor Day, entering the primary season, not looking good. Play cut 16.
What this poll, I think, does, it should lay out to Democrats that this is going to be a close election. They can't take anything for granted. They should assume it's going to be decided by perhaps tens of thousands of voters in the swing states that we all know about. And they better get cracking now, because there's a real risk.
Real risk, Rich Barris. And I'll play another tape here that I think is instructive. But Eugene Robinson, Mockingbird, Morning Joe, they've transitioned from Donald Trump being into political irrelevancy. That was the talking point in May, right? It was that he's done. He's within a couple points of DeSantis. To now the big shift, massive hysterical, like, we actually have to have an election? We have to have an election? I thought we were going to select our leaders.
This wasn't going to happen. Right.
So, Rich, how should we think about this? And then tell us, some polls have Trump up 5, 6, 7 points. Is that realistic?
You know, I think that's you know, something we had seen a year or so ago at the height of when Republicans were polling really strong in the generic ballot. But it was always going to tighten, Charlie. This is a divided country. regardless of how one party may do better one year and the next party. Donald Trump lost the election by a slimmer, you know, number of votes than he won 2016. It was, they threw everything at him and it was still that close. But this time there are key groups, key demographic groups, Charlie, that this is different than 2020. And this is even different than 2016. And I got to tell you, if he hasn't plummeted yet, despite all the loaded questions that you see in the CNN poll that just came out, you know, if, you know, he's convicted, if he did this wrong, if he did that wrong, elections are A-B tests. And even if Trump was to be convicted on some of these things, some people are not going to care. It's going to be the guy who's gotten convicted by his political opponent versus the guy who did the prosecuting because he's alleged to have been taking bribes from hostile foreign nations. I mean, so people are really blowing this out of proportion. Donna Brazile was hands down my favorite clip from the weekend, because she's like, you better wake up, guys. This is a movement. This doesn't stop. This, you got to respect it, and you can't stop him with the traditional stuff. You know, you can't think like that. That was Donna Brazile's way of saying, wake up. He's going to win. He's going to win. Like right now, he would win. Wake up. And by the way, Harry Enten on CNN has been trying to tell people this for months. And he's one of the few people in the election mafia who does what I do that had been, you know, honest with people. You know, that the fact of the matter is Trump never had this strength in 2020 against Joe Biden. He did not have this strength even against Hillary Clinton. Polls shifted a little bit last minute in the battleground states. They were not like this. We just pulled Florida. That's one state that blew wide open. Trump is ahead of Joe Biden in Florida with and without West on the ballot by 7 and 8 points, Charlie. I have never in my career polled a lead that big in the state of Florida for a presidential election. Never, never. It's always 2 points, maybe 3 points. You don't win Florida by 8 points. And Trump would crush Joe Biden in Florida right now at the presidential level. Very different than gubernatorial election.
I believe that. So I want to play this piece of tape here. You're talking about Donna Brazile. One of the smartest pieces of commentary. Again, I'm not a fan of her. She's a total partisan, but she had this like rare glimmer of wisdom. Play cut two.
I've seen two movements outside of the social justice movements in my life on the political side. One was the Reagan movement. Reagan had a hold on his base, the country at large. They saw him as someone who was willing to stand up for American values, whatever that might have meant. Now, I thought it was reactionary. The other movement I saw was Barack Obama, hope and change. That galvanized the American people. I've never seen anything like this with Donald Trump. I mean, what doesn't kill you make you stronger? I mean, being indicted, that's making him stronger, raising $10 million, using an ugly mugshot to raise money. This is a movement. And anyone who thinks that you can apply the old political rules to trying to defeat this candidate based on he's scary, he's ugly, whatever you might want to call him, this is a movement. And we have to respect the fact that it's a movement.
Rich Barris, your reaction.
Well, all movements are reactionary, Donna. And I got to tell you, you know, she is a total partisan. But I'm years ago, I did meet her and she was super nice to me. I got to be honest. But she is a partisan. I was obviously willing to give debate questions from the network she works at to her candidate. Let's not forget that. That was a gross violation of trust of ethics. Yes. But she sees it. And I have to say, maybe, you know, fool me. There's a lot of this going around now, Charlie. Like, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And the things that we're hearing from people that are, you know, leading to these polls being this tight is definitely different. It's not a normal election. And I will say this. There was a lot of social desirability bias in 16 and in 20, especially with the polls. I thought 20 was worse. We have to at least entertain the idea or the possibility that watching people get put in jail for supporting Donald Trump is going to result in a social bias in the poll. So when I'm telling you he's up, you know, 45, 42, you know, maybe 3 points, you know, with Cornel West in the ballot, it's at least likely that some of those people who are choosing someone else are undecided or full of crap. And they're going to vote for Donald Trump, but they're just afraid to talk to the pollster. And I know it's there, because we're getting refusals and those people are outwardly telling us, no, I'm not participating in this poll. I'm not telling you who my, you know, this is not the time to be telling people about your political beliefs. They're, you know, so they're clammed up. So it's at least possible that he's doing better than the polls suggest.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. There's a battle for our nation going on right now. The question is, who will lead it? Get answers at the Real Life Network televises the Pray, Vote, Stand Summit, September 15th and 16th, with former President Donald J. Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, discussing what it will take for America to get back to greatness, along with a host of conservative leaders like All-American swimmer Riley Gaines, U.S. Senator Josh Hawley, Dr. Ben Carson, Pastor Jack Kibbs, and more. Go to reallifenetwork.com now to sign up for free. On Real Life Network, the gospel is never censored by big tech or the government, with faith-based family entertainment and new shows released weekly. Watch on any device, anywhere, anytime. Don't miss Pray, Vote, Stand, a free online event with Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, and other conservative leaders, September 15 and 16th, available at reallifenetwork.com, or download the app for free right now. That is reallifenetwork.com, or download the app reallifenetwork.com. Some of the smarter guys on the left, Rich, we don't like them, but they have a tendency to see things as they are, not how they want them to be. One of them is David Axelrod. I actually think he's pretty smart. He's a partisan, but he's pretty smart. Play cut 18.
I would give him every courtesy that I could. I would not, certainly not handcuff him. David's right. I think he would love that picture. I would make very sure that that booking photo is not released. He would turn it into T-shirts, and he'd turn himself into Che Guevara there as an iconic image. I would just make sure that this goes down smoothly, and that he is not made a spectacle of on Tuesday, because that will all play in. That would all play into his public relations strategy there.
Rich Barris, have we seen any evidence mugshot helps Trump, hurts Trump, polling? What does the data show outside of vibes or gut feelings?
Yeah, outside of it, we did a national poll post-mugshot. We did a Florida poll post-mugshot. And the poll we did in Florida the month before was he was up by about 20 points, and it was a little over 50 to 30 and change for DeSantis. He's crushing DeSantis in Florida now post-mugshot, crushing it. So he's ahead, Charlie, almost at 60, and DeSantis fell to 20% in his own state. So it's definitely a rallying cry. And then nationally, we had Trump at 56 with Vivek and DeSantis roughly tied, one with 11, one with 12. So he's just not – they're not – it's really – I know it's hard for them to grasp, but you could always tell when David Axelrod is being serious and when he's being a partisan. And that was stone cold serious David right there. Like, listen, don't do this. Because David knows something that apparently a lot of anti-Trump partisans on the left and right don't know or don't want to admit, which is that, you know, political martyrs, Charlie, Che Guevara, Nelson Mandela,
Martin Luther
Bibi
King,
Netanyahu, yes. Martin Luther King. They do win elections. I mean, yes, there's one right now in Mexico, right to the south of us, who, by the way, himself is calling this a political persecution.
Well, look at Lula in Brazil. He was in prison, right? I mean, this is not anything new. I mean, the idea that you go – not always. But if there's any flex in the – I mean, if he was indicted for murder or something, that's separate. But if there's any flex in the joints of, like, gray area – history shows us that you can flip an indictment to a positive. It invigorates your base. You win sympathy through independence. The opposition looks desperate. Rich Barris.
Yeah, and I'm from New York and New Jersey, and I've actually seen this before, local politicians. It's just that you have to make sure the media doesn't peg you the way the media tried to peg Trump, where like an indictment is actually guilt. It's not an argument from a prosecutor, and it had to look above board. And, you know, it's murder or something. We're not talking about these charges. Everything that he has been charged with looks like political in nature, and it's not really stone cold. They're all novel legal theories. And that just smells like BS to people, Charlie. And I'll say one more thing. People who think that this is not going to make him more relatable with non-whites don't know non-whites, like the real non-white population in this country. We interviewed somebody the other day, and you know, I mean, basically, Charlie, I just never would believe I would hear a young African-American man talk like a talk about a billionaire white guy like this. But he's basically like, now Trump knows how we feel. He's, you know, he's got the best chance to take it to the man. He's got the best chance to take it to the system. And I can't stand the system. So the biggest F you I could give him is vote for Donald Trump. This is real. And people, you know, want to deny it. Knock yourself out. They denied when I said he was going to win 12% of the black vote in 2020. Ballpark, he did. They denied when I said he was going to surge in Miami-Dade. He did. I'm telling you, it's real. And these folks don't see it like that. And this is something the Democratic Party just can't have happen. They can't have that happen.
And so usually in political campaigns, when you're doing okay or well, you're worried about a basement or what scandal. The guy's facing 600 years in federal prison. It's really, he's kind of like, this is what's scary for the Democrats. It's kind of like they've saturated the population with, you know, he really can't go much lower, and his low is actually doing very well. Again, this is going to come down to seven counties: Maricopa, Pinal, Pima, Gwinnett, Fulton, Cobb, Dane, Kenosha, Madison. Get that tattooed on your arm. It comes down to those seven or eight counties. Rich Barris, great job. Check out People's Pundits Daily. He does a great job. Yep. And thanks so much.
All the best, Charlie.
Thank you. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.